In just a few moments, we're going to welcome a young member of this congregation into the life of faith through the sacrament of baptism. In all three of the scripture readings today, someone is called. Isaiah is called in the first reading to speak for God. Paul is called in the second reading to be a witness to the resurrection. And Peter and James and John, they are called to be apostles and witnesses in the gospel reading. All three of those persons, all three of those instances, involved people who claimed that they weren't either ready to do this, or they weren't worthy to do this, or they weren't outfitted to do this. And in each instance, those people are told it makes no difference. You're being called. And what you're being called to do is to announce good news. You're called to be a beacon of hope. And you're called not for yourself, but you're called for others. You're called to be a person whose eyes are turned outward. You're called to be one who will witness to the goodness and the love of God, the justice and the peace of God, witness to the good news of God. Now, every single one of us has received that call. And that call is fundamental to what baptism is. Baptism is that act by which God outfits a human being to be a witness to good news. No matter how weak that person is, no matter how small that person is, no matter how in the eyes of the world insignificant that person is, just as Isaiah and Paul and Peter said, this is not for me, I'm not up to it. God says to each and every one of you, I don't care. I choose you. And not only that, but in the sacrament of baptism, you and I are incorporated, drawn into a community of witnesses, a great band of witnesses, men and women throughout the earth who have received the challenge to be signs of hope and signs of promise. And that's precisely what this world needs. A cynical, tired world needs hope and needs promise. And you and I are called to be that witness. We do it in our own lives. We do it in our own families. We do it at our own work. We do it in our neighborhoods. We do it in our communities. And we do it with each other. We do not do it alone. There is no place for the Lone Ranger. Through the waters of baptism, you and I are bound together in the very life of Jesus Christ. That's what it's about. We are outfitted to do the work that God has called us to do. And that work is very practical. That work is carried out in homes, in classrooms, That work is carried out in hospitals, in office buildings. That work is carried out in neighborhoods and in cities. That work is carried out by tradespeople. That work is carried out by young people and older people alike. No one escapes the challenge and the call. Baptism is that challenge and that call. So it's terribly important when we welcome a new member into the household of the faith through baptism that we recognize that this person is receiving an invitation today, but an invitation that she's able to accept and respond to only because of those who gather around her. Now, by the time this young lady is ready for college, you know, the two of you are going to have told her a million things. They tell you a lot of stuff too, don't they? Yes. And all of those things you say to her are going to go in this ear, and they're going to come out this ear, and they're not going to stop. And I could ask your folks if that wasn't true of you.
I'm sure it was.
It's not what we say that's important, it's what we do. If she is going to learn how to be a witness to hope and promise, she's going to learn that from parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles and neighbors and friends. That's the way she's going to learn it. And she's going to learn it because she sees it. That's the commitment that we make to her as a community, as a family, because we want her to grow strong in that gift that God gives her. So, if you're ready to provide that example for her, I would invite you to join with me as together we profess our faith in Jesus Christ, for this is the faith into which she is about to be baptized. So I ask you, do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, who was born of the Virgin Mary, was crucified, died, and was buried, was raised to life on the third day, and is seated at the right hand of God?
I do.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sin, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting? Loving and gracious God, in the very beginning, your Spirit hovered over the waters, and you made those waters the wellspring of life. You brought your people from slavery to freedom through the waters of the Red Sea. And in the waters of the Jordan River, your Son was baptized and anointed by the Holy Spirit. As he hung upon the cross, water and blood flowed from his side as he gave birth to his church. We ask you now to unseal this font, and we pray that all who are baptized into the death and resurrection of Christ be brought to the fullness of life. We pray this through Christ our Lord. Amen. I was told before Mass started this morning that the baptismal gown that Alida is wearing today is 116 years old. And she is the sixth generation to be baptized in that gown. So she's got a lot of heritage there, huh? A lot of example. That's exactly what young people need most. So please, come forward. Alida, may I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. God the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ frees you from all that is evil and gives you a new birth by water and the Holy Spirit and welcomes you into His people. He anoints you with the oil of salvation as Christ was anointed priest, prophet, and king. So may you live always as a member of His body, sharing everlasting life. The Lord Jesus made the deaf to speak, made the deaf to hear and the mute to speak. May He touch your ears to hear His word and your mouth to proclaim His faith. The white garment you wear is the outward sign of your Christian dignity. So with family and friends to help you by word and example, bring that dignity to the eternal life of heaven.
Blessed be God, oh blessed be God.
Blessed be God, oh blessed be God.
Who calls you by name?
Holy and chosen one.
Blessed be God, oh blessed be God. Who calls you by name? Holy and chosen one.
This child has been enlightened by Christ, and we pray that she may always walk as a child of the light, so that when the Lord comes, she may go forth to meet Him with all the saints in the heavenly kingdom. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come upon you and remain with you forever and ever. Amen. Congratulations. You've got a job to do within the next month. I want you to find 10 people who will partner with this little girl. And the way they're going to partner with her, among other things, is they're going to commit to give her $500 a year for the next 18 years. All right? $500 a year for the next 18 years. And then you invest that year by year by year. And by the time she graduates from high school, even at a very small amount of return, 3.5-4%, there's more than $250,000 to pay for her college education, which is what it's going to cost 18 years from now. So look for those folks to help you, all right? Let's pray.